from KQED.
With their national conventions behind them now, Republicans and Democrats say they're all fired up and ready to go, sprinting toward the November election. 4 years ago, Barack Obama marched into the White House beside an army of young volunteers. So how are voters under 30 feeling about politics now? Well, at this week's convention in Charlotte, Jennifer Longley, president of the California Young Democrats, put it this way.
Just like any other constituency, if you don't come and ask us to vote, if you don't tell us why to vote, if you don't tell us, hey, this is where you go vote, we're not going to vote.
As President Obama was giving his acceptance speech Thursday night, a group of younger citizens in Silicon Valley discussed their feelings about the election. Those focus groups were part of our campaign season series, What's Government For? It's a joint project with the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. Our election editor, Tyke Hendricks, listened in, and she joins us now for a bit of what she heard. And Tyke, first of all, tell us a bit about these young folks. How were they chosen and why?
Yeah, well, the Public Policy Institute does some public opinion polling, but they also want to have smaller conversations and take the pulse of Californians this election year. And we were very lucky to get this opportunity with the California Report to listen in on these conversations from behind the two-way mirror. So we've been in Contra Costa and Fresno and Los Angeles listening to voters. And on Thursday night, we were in San Jose listening to 20 young adults, all of them between 18 and 29 years old, talking about their views on government and politics. They're a mix of Democrats and Republicans and independents and folks who don't know what they are or don't even know whether they're going to vote.
And so it's a diverse group of folks. But was there any, you know, were there any common themes about what was on their minds, what they're thinking about?
Yeah, they span the sort of the socioeconomic spectrum in terms of jobs and their backgrounds. But all of them, I think, expressed worry about the state of the country and the economy. Some blame President Obama and others say he was just dealt a tough hand and he needs more time to get things right. There were students. There were folks who were working jobs and others who were looking for work. Some of them already have kids of their own. But just about everybody wanted government to do more to improve schools and to make college more affordable. One man that we heard from was a guy named Ryan, and we agreed to just use their first name so that they would speak candidly in the focus groups. But Ryan was the first in his family to go to college, and he said he's already spent 5 years at San Jose State University just trying to get the courses he needs to graduate.
When I started, tuition was one thing. Now it's twice as much, and there's half as many classes.
And Tyke, of course, Governor Brown is saying that's exactly why we need to raise taxes to avoid further cuts in classes, tuition hikes, that kind of thing. There's Prop 30 on the ballot in November. You know, how tuned in did you get a sense that these folks were to things like ballot measures, for example, Prop 30?
Right. Well, I think most of these 20-somethings were not following politics very closely. And we have to say this is not a, you know, it's a snapshot. It's not representative of the whole country but or the state. But when they were asked about Prop 30 and Prop 38, which would also raise taxes for education, a majority of the folks in the room liked both of those. Some people said they didn't favor raising taxes in general, but schools and colleges need the help. A young woman named Divya, who's an immigrant from India, she's already got her master's degree and she's working in the field of food technology. She's described herself as politically neutral, but she's worried about finding a good school for her young daughter. And she thinks that quality education shouldn't just depend on living in a fancy zip code.
Education is the basic crux of the society, and I feel that it should not be expensive. It should be accessible and available for everyone. So the kids who want to go get to education, they should not have a choice that only if I have a money, then I can get education.
And Tyke Hendricks, that's the kind of thing President Obama talked about in his acceptance speech this week. And, you know, as I said at the top, there was a lot of enthusiasm among younger voters for him 4 years ago. Did you get a sense in the focus groups this week that it's still there?
You know, even the Democrats in the group didn't seem very excited about the election. They were willing to give Obama another chance. There was a sense of unease, I think, that I heard from many of them, and a sense of disconnection from the political process. There's a young woman, Nu Nok, who is a recent college graduate who's now paying to put her sister through college, and she kind of captured that feeling.
All those people, they're all the way up there, and they don't really know what's going on down here at the lower levels, I suppose. And I feel like Congress is cut off from that, as well as President Obama or every other president that takes office.
Nu said something else that really struck me. When the moderator asked her about government, she said, "Government, I don't trust you, but I need you. So I hope you're doing good for me."
And that's a good place to end it. And, of course, the campaigns have about 7 weeks to sort of build that trust with voters, and that's exactly what they'll be doing. Tyke Hendricks is our political editor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can find all of our election coverage at CaliforniaReport.org.